Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelt a little bit differently. You are currently tuned into La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today, we are going to be chatting with a Canadian based in Montreal who has actually come over from Vancouver. So currently based in Montreal, but we will take credit for that little Vancouver side. This is Jonah Yano chatting to him about his latest album. It is called Portraits of a Dog. It's a great album. We're going to listen to quite a few of the songs on it today, as well as chatting to him about his inspiration behind the album, about where the inspiration comes from, what the album's about. We hear a little elevator pitch. We also get to meet a couple of my cats, as usual, when I do these remote interviews at home. Sometimes they come to say hello. So if you hear Beans and Toast meowing in the background, you guys know what's up. With that, we're going to play a song called Leslie Ann. This is the first track on Portraits of a Dog by Jonah Yano. And after that, we're going to jump straight into the interview. Here it is. Bye, everyone.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
I'm here with Jonah Yana, and we're going to be talking quite a bit about his latest album that recently came out. I always like to start my interviews with a couple, let's say, warm-up questions, like fun questions. And so the first one I had is your album is called Portraits of a Dog. I was wondering if you have a favorite dog type.
I do. Australian Shepherd.
Really? Okay. Those are nice.
Yeah.
Those are nice
dogs. It recently changed from Italian Greyhound. And because I've just been seeing Australian Shepherds everywhere and they're so pretty.
I'm a big fan of both. So I support the old and the new. Do you have a least favorite dog type?
My least favorite would probably be like the little rat looking one.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever that breed is. That one is my least favorite aesthetically.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be on the street and someone will walk past with one and I'll think that it's a rat and I'll be like, oh, and then I'll be like, oh, it's one of those.
One of those rat dogs.
One of those rat dogs, exactly. And then I was wondering if you had a favorite, this is kind of going off of like portrait and thinking of like art, if you had a favorite piece of art.
A favorite piece of art? Yeah, actually, my favorite painting is this one called Winter Road by Georgia O'Keeffe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one that I love a lot, yeah.
Perfect, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be home by 5:45? 11:45 hits, and so does my head. It weighs heavy on the corner of your bed. The night is colder with the wind, and I'm walking through the skeleton of the city that I'm in. And I'm colored in, colored in, colored in.
So diving a little bit into more music oriented questions, I was thinking a little bit to how you discovered music and how you decided to get into music. And if you could just maybe tell us why music is something that you decided to pursue.
I got into music as a kid, I guess. My grandma is a piano player, and she introduced me to piano when I was young. That was like the very beginning. And then in like middle school, there was like a class that taught guitar and like a kind of rock school kind of program. And I was really into that. And so I started getting guitar lessons after that and got my first guitar when I was like 11 or something. And just went from there, like slowly but surely. I was in like a couple bands in high school just for fun, just like jamming and whatever, and like playing a couple gigs here and there, just small stuff. I presume music just because it's like it's the only thing I'm really any good at in terms of translating my experience into something other than like conversation. So it's like the thread that I follow.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great transition, because I really noticed that a lot of your music is very like personal and like orientated around your life and your experiences and family. And I was wondering if that real vulnerability and rawness in your music is something that came naturally to you, or if that's something that you've had to kind of develop over the years.
The vulnerability itself, or the ability to write it?
Yeah, expressing that in your music and just making it more of like a public story.
Oh, I mean, I think that was always pretty easy, just because it is the truth of it. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like the hardest part is like facing the thing in the first place. Mm-hmm. And the easiest part is for me is like talking about it with someone, because it's like the in a real life kind of way, like when something happens to me, good or bad, it's the easy part is like talking about it, because I just want to like get it off my chest. And so sharing it in kind of the safety of like written words and songs is even easier than talking, realistically, because it's like it's not even that literal. You know, it's encoded in poetic license or whatever. And yeah, it's always been kind of easy, long story short, for me. I don't feel very uncomfortable letting people know my story or stories or other people's stories that involve me, you know.
And that's great for us, because we get to then listen to your beautiful song.
That's so funny, hey? I never would have thought, but.
I'm very close by with a friend. I know it's been a while, but would you talk to me? And I know that you agree, it's genius to be so to me. It's not like you to show me. It's not like you to concentrate. Holding the sound of your hands.
You ask the other people of our family if they have good life, fun life.
What do you think they'll say?
I don't know.
What do you think I'd say?
I don't know.
Who's that? Who's that?
About kind of your creative process when it comes to writing music. And you say that you always kind of start with like the bare bones, whether that's like an acoustic guitar or like a piano or something like that. I was wondering, if tomorrow every single instrument in the world disappeared except for one, and you could only write your music with that instrument, which would you choose and why?
I feel like it'd be funny. I'm gonna choose the funniest one. If all the instruments disappeared except for like the like upright bass, the double bass, I just think I would choose that just because I would want to hear all the music post that event, like all the different inventive ways people write and record double bass music. I want to hear the like Dua Lipa double bass only song.
I want to hear heavy metal on the double bass.
Oh my god, Pantera double bass only.
I think we should make that happen. I think
that'd be pretty cool.
Work on it. We'll do that.
Yeah. All right. Workshop.
And collaboration is also something that is important to you and that has been reflected in your music. And obviously with Portraits of a Dog, the whole album really is a big collaboration. And I was wondering if you could collaborate with any musician, alive or dead, who would you choose?
Oh my God, that's such a humongous question. Alive or dead?
You can do a top three if you're not able to choose one.
I think I go, if we're talking a dream of dreams.
Yeah.
I'd go someone like Tirza, Joni Mitchell. Okay. Oh, you know what band I love is Caro Caro Bonito. I would love to.
Is that the one that did the shrimp song?
Yeah, I love that band.
Yeah, good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that song. I think it's Swimming, or it's something about swimming. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
They have this one album called Time and Place. And it's like a rock record. It's amazing. Like that the Flamingo song is amazing as well in a different way, but Time and Place is like truly one of my favorite albums, I'd say.
Okay.
Of the last like few, like 10 years or whatever.
Yeah. I'll give it a listen.
Concession. I admitted I fell down on my knees. counted my change up and I walked 13 blocks to Wayland. That's quite a while away back then, I swear. And I held up my face to the pane of glass between your mouth and mine. And you said, and you said,
that I was wondering in terms of collaboration was when you are in that process of writing a song and you are in the process of creating your music, at what point does collaboration kind of enter your mind or enter the process? Is it something that you set out to collaborate with people, or is it something that just like, you know, like a happy accident that happens along the way?
I think, you know, it depends. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it happens just along the way. You're just like in the right place at the right time, and you're with the person who just, you understand each other and understand the moment. And other times I have something where I'm like, I would love to hear something like this person's music on here, and then intentionally seek out that collaboration. But yeah, I think if I had to say one happened more than the other, I think more often than not, it just happens by accident. Mm-hmm. But they both happen for me, for sure.
And speaking of kind of those like accidents that happen during songwriting, I think that that's something that you've said is quite important to your music, is that sometimes like a little accident that you make during the creative process can lead to a really beautiful part of music. And I was wondering if you could maybe point out any moments in the album where that happened, or any, you know, sounds that just kind of really make a song or, you know, make the album that weren't there in the initial process.
I think well, a lot of the music was like recorded live off the floor with a band all in the room. And in that sense, a lot of it was improvised. And so, for example, the last song, the one that's just Bad Bad and Not Me, there's a part in the piano solo, like near the like top of the arc of it, like the climax of the solo, where the drums and piano, like Alex and Felix are their names, they were hitting the same shots, like the same, like they decided in the moment that they were going to basically create a rhythm out of thin air that was the same. And it just sort of happened, and it didn't happen before, it didn't happen after. It was just like this thing that happened in that moment, and it could have never been planned because up to these sessions, they had never played together before. And yeah, that is like, I think, a good example of that question. It happened in the moment, couldn't have been written, couldn't have been practiced. It was just the culmination of years of experience on both of their parts coming to a head in this song.
That's wonderful. I love when that happens. I love when something just like happens once and you're like, that's the coolest thing. And it adds to the music.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I was wondering, talking a little bit about those musical elements. It's the cat.
That's so cool. Hello.
And then her sister Beans is somewhere around. Beans and Toast.
Cool.
For those of you just tuning in, you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM with Vali. You just heard Jonah Yano meeting my cats over Zoom during our interview and remote chat last week. It was really great chatting with him, and we're still going. Up next, we've got a song featuring Slawson Malone, and this is a song called In Sun, Out of Sun. This is off of his new album called Portraits of a Dog that you guys should really go and give a listen. And if you like what you're hearing, well, there's plenty more for you after this song. We're going to continue chatting to Jonah Yano as well as hearing more songs from this album. So stay tuned. And here is In Sun, Out of Sun.
Something we should talk about last night. If you want to stay away from cold, you really should be setting fire. We should talk about last night in sun, out of sun. Think more about the news. We should talk about last night in sun, out of sun. Think more about the news. Think more about the news.
And so, speaking of those musical elements, I was wondering if you had maybe other than that one, if you had a favorite musical moment on this album.
I think my favorite musical moment is the saxophone solo on the third track, which is called Haven't. And yeah, I just really love that piece of music that happens there in terms of the album. It always comes to mind.
Okay. What about a favorite lyric in the album?
Oh, that's my favorite lyric. I have to say, what's my favorite thing I said? Damn.
A little ego moment.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not? okay, well, I guess I had to choose. I don't know. I'm proud of the lyric, "The tide doesn't change the sea, but it sure sinks its teeth in me." I've always loved those lyrics. Yeah.
I think that's very well written. I think that's a perfect lyric to be proud of.
Thanks. Thank you.
If someone hadn't heard the album and you were walking down the street and they came up and they were like, "Oh, I heard you just put out an album. What's it about?" What would you kind of summarize it up as?
My elevator pitch for the record?
Ah, there you go.
My elevator pitch. Okay, so this happens a lot when a record comes out or any music comes out where people are like, "So what's that record about?" And so I've got it practiced.
Okay.
I'd say that the record is about a breakup and simultaneously about archiving my grandparents' lives and their stories.
That's perfect. You're high. You got it.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So you've put out this record, you've received really, really great like feedback and really great reviews on it. I was wondering what your plans are in terms of performances, in terms of like shows, what people can look out for.
I think there's nothing I can like concretely say, but just because I don't know for sure what the schedule is or what's happening, but there will be shows this year for sure, because last year I went on tour with my friend Claire, and the band that I played with, we just found something really, really special musically amongst us. And so it'll be with the band, and we're going to be playing shows this year 100%, because there is a good feeling in the live thing. And it's not the same as the record or any of the records, because we play other songs too, and we're going to play other songs. It's just very fun, and like we get to experiment lots, and everyone's taking solos, and it's so beautiful. We're just in the moment together. So yeah, we're playing shows this year. That's the plan. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. Are you going to come to Vancouver maybe, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure when exactly, so I can't like, no. I don't know a date, but for sure, yeah. The drummer is from Vancouver too, so we'll definitely just come play.
Watching the floor shake under me quickly, umbrellas they come, and my roof is getting old. I can hardly hold the decades I have seen. Even in the sun, exactly as it was. If I have to commit it and rebuild it in my memory, There's nothing cruel as the round of the truth from your mouth that I hold close to sentiment when a moment is undone. But my home is a house and not any city I've talked about. So bury me on Jefferson Street. Replace me with concrete. And all of the stories I keep between family. It's just me.
Speaking yep. of shows, I was wondering if you have a favorite show memory.
Favorite show memory? Like of someone else's or my own?
Ooh, both. Could be both? Of your own, could be of someone else's.
Okay, well, I'll come up with an answer for both. Like my favorite show moment was for my own show was in Montreal one time. I was introducing the band and I went around and I got to my saxophone player's name. His name is Chris, and I was like, this is Sexy Chris, everybody, because I don't know why, I had a couple beers, I was just chatting, you know. And so I was like, this is Sexy Chris, and then a bunch of our friends were in the audience and I think everyone started chanting Sexy Chris. And then we were opening for Claro, so there was a bunch of other people there and like a bigger show than I would normally play. And everybody just started chanting Sexy Chris.
That's fun.
I felt so bad, but it was a funny moment for sure.
That's going to be a cool memory for Chris for the rest of his life. So
I don't know if he loved it. I don't know if he loved it, but I don't think he did.
Okay, cool memory.
yeah, a cool memory nonetheless. And then my favorite show of someone else's was probably actually in Vancouver. I saw Skepta in like 2000, I don't even know what year, 15 or something. And it was like right after Shutdown had come out and he was touring North America for the first time. And he played Shutdown 3 times in a row. And it was so exciting. It was so cool. Because I just thought he was the coolest at that time. So yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And then on the flip side, I was wondering if you have a weirdest show memory.
Weirdest? I mean, probably. You know, I guess I've been pretty lucky. Not too many weird things have happened. Nothing that weird has ever happened to me.
That's good. Yeah. That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, with that, I will say thank you very much for coming on the show, and it was very nice chatting to you.
Of course, yeah, nice to chat. Thanks for asking thoughtful questions.
Sorry, everyone. Seems that things have gone quiet on my side. For some reason, my music's not playing, and that has happened a couple of times. But I'm going to try again, and if it doesn't work, then I'm going to try one last thing. I've mentioned before that I'm not the most technically able person in the world, but I'm going to try one thing. If it doesn't work, I'm going to try the second thing. And if it doesn't work, well then, you know, it's been a great show, so give me 2 seconds. Ooh, I don't know why this isn't working, guys. My apologies. I'll tell you a little story. What's a good story? On Sunday night, I went to a concert, and it was at the Cobalt on Main Street. And I've never been to the Cobalt on Main Street, but I think it's become one of my favorite venues. It was very nice. It was quite dark, but not in like a creepy cave vibe, but in a comforting and safe cave vibe. My best friend always says that I like houses that look like caves when we walk past houses, and I go, ooh, I like that house, or ooh, I don't like that house. I don't like modern houses, I'll say that. I really dislike industrial type, I call them shoebox houses, the ones that are like just 4 pieces of glass and then like the curtains always down, because everyone that walks past is going to look in and watch you. That's so creepy. Why would you want that? So I say no to the shoebox houses. Oh my goodness, it's still not working. I'm so sorry, everyone. I don't know what went wrong. Maybe this will work. Nope. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, and it was a great show. It was lovely company and Sleepy Gonzalez. I didn't get to watch the first opening act, unfortunately, but I'm sure they were wonderful. Actually, my friend Chris that got there a little before we did said that it was very good. But lovely company. I've seen them live quite a few times, and they were amazing as usual. The sound was really crisp at the Cobalt. They have a very good audio system. And then Sleepy Gonzalez were amazing. I've never heard them live. I've listened to a couple of their songs, just you know, on Spotify and stuff, just to get prepared, I guess, for the concert. But they were amazing live. A really, really, really good job. And a couple of their members actually have a show here on CITR. So hopefully, all of us will get together for a little chat on the show one of these upcoming weeks. They were amazing, and if you haven't heard their stuff, do check out Sleepy Gonzalez and also Lovely Company. But with that, I am going to say goodbye. I'm really sorry that the music's not working, everyone. It is strange, but you know, sad things happen sometimes, and you have to adapt. So with that, I will say goodbye, and thank you so much to Jonah Yano for coming on the show. It was really lovely chatting to him about Portrait of a Dog. It's such a great album, as you guys heard. And if you do want to hear more, if you do want to hear the two last songs that I was going to play, is actually the title song, which is Portrait of a Dog. And I was also going to play The Ordinary is Ordinary, because it ordinarily repeats, which is that song that he was talking about during the interview, where the drummers just kind of sync up and create that amazing sound. So if you do want to listen to those and to more of his songs, do check out Jonah Yano. And I will see you guys next week. It's been lovely. And have a great rest of your day, evening, night, wherever you're tuning in from. And see you guys later. Bye.
Beat me up, and I am down.